Thank you, those of you who are here. Usually people kind of ooze in over the course of the morning, so thank you for starting us out. I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the spirit of 1848. Does this sound very weird? Because it sounds like I'm echoing, like, you know, all over the room. Oh, good. Thank you. That sounds better, because I was scaring myself. My name is Lisa Moore, and again, I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the spirit of 1848. As you can see on the thing, these are all of our sessions. Most of our sessions have already happened, but you are welcome to come to the poster session that is going to be from 12:30 to 1:30 this afternoon. Also, we're having an open business meeting this evening that's also the caucus meeting. So if you want to get involved with the spirit of 1848, please do come to that meeting. We welcome any and all who are interested in being part of what we do. So do that. Also, we would appreciate it if you sign up. There's a sign up at the back of the room. If you've attended our sessions before, you probably are used to us circulating things. This time we decided to centralize it. So please do sign up for our list. I think I'm supposed to just do this for everybody, that all the presenters, none of them have any personal or financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation during the past 12 months. How you could have any financial relationships to a pedagogy session hooked up with 1848 escapes me, but we have done this. No relationships to disclose. Okay, and again, we want to invite you to subscribe to our email bulletin board. What I'm going to do, I'm Lisa Moore, as I said. I want to briefly go through the list of presenters, and I want to say a few words about this presentation. I think because one of our presenters is going to be a group of people, I'm going to be sitting down there, and then I'll come back up for question and answer. So I would ask that you hold question and discussion till the end. I am planning to be a rigorous timekeeper to make sure that we have enough time to actually have discussion. So, believe that. Anyway, our first presenter is actually going to, well, our presenter is Michaela Richards from NACHO, speaking about the Roots of Health Inequity project, but Richard, you're going to be doing it instead, right? Okay. So we want to welcome both of them. Our second speakers, who I will be frantically texting in the interim because they haven't shown up yet, are David Fang, Mike Tran, and Jeffrey Dang, who are with a local project called The Spot in Oakland, doing a presentation about the Warriors for Peace, Resilient Young Men, and Educating Peers. It's basically a liberation education project for young youth. And the final presenter is going to be Meredith Minkler, who will be speaking about engaging students and elders in social justice. And I know that she's going to kill me, but I have to say a few words about Mary. You should see the look she gave. It was like, if looks could kill, I'd be dead, but I'm going to say them anyway. Because I'm up here and she's down there and she can't say anything. When I was thinking about this session, because we put it together, I think, very consciously and mindfully about the connections between generations and how we carry legacies, all of us do. We carry legacies of our elders, we carry legacies of our teachers, we carry legacies of the people we consider our heroes and sheroes, right? And those legacies give us information, and they also give us courage. And the brief things that I want to say about Mary is that I think Mary's legacy, both in her teaching about community organizing, her teaching about CBPR, but also her personal example is one, and I know you're just going to like hate me forever, but it's okay, is one of courage. Most of us have been touched by Mary, whether or not whether we've directly known her or whether we've read her books or whatever. And I am incredibly grateful that I was one of the people that was personally touched. My final thought about that is that many of us You know, the cliche is we can talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. When we're faced with personal challenges or things where we actually show what we are, I think that shows how committed we are to social justice. And if any of you know Mary, you know that she walks the walk. Not only is she a teacher, a mentor, but she makes it so in her life. And I have to thank her personally, because I don't think I would be here if she hadn't been my mentor. So I just want to personally thank Mary Minkler.